Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden hoping to step up pressure on the Israeli government to reach an agreement on freeing all the hostages that are currently being held by Hamas in Israel. Protests continue across the country against Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Israelis want a ceasefire. Netanyahu isn't budging.
These murderers executed six of our hostages. They shot them in the back of the head. That's what's changed. And now after this, we're asked to show seriousness? We're asked to make concessions? What message does this send Hamas?
That was at a news conference on Monday. Pope Francis has started a major trip, the longest of his papacy so far. He landed in Jakarta, Indonesia today. He'll visit four countries over 12 days. It's a day off the campaign trail for both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. They're both taking part in debate prep, their first showdown taking place a week from tonight on ABC. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The campus community at UW-Whitewater is mourning Kara Welsh, a business major and champion gymnast who was shot to death Friday. Today is the first day of classes for the fall semester at Whitewater. Flags on campus are at half staff. Police have arrested a 23-year-old suspect. Investigators say Welsh and the suspect knew each other. Democratic vice presidential running mate Tim Walz warning a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Donald Trump would take away protections for workers.
Shouldn't be asking so much. Spend a little time with your child after they're born, or if you've got chemotherapy treatments, to be able to not lose your house because you're getting health care. That's not that difficult.
Walz says Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The search continues for a man who went missing in the Wisconsin River. It happened Sunday afternoon. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister says three men were heading into the water in the Peck's Landing area in Spring Green Township. The three of them were all swept away in the current. One got himself back to a sandbar, the other was rescued by a boat, but the third is still missing. Authorities have continued their rescue and recovery efforts ever since. The missing man is a 24-year-old from Richland Center. Today is day three of the search. And today is the first day of school in Mount Horeb, and as students head back to class, they'll see a new furry face. Therapy dog Crumble is now officially part of the district community. After the active shooter incident in May, custom canines brought therapy dogs to the middle school, and it made such a difference for students and staff, the organization decided to give the district a dog of their own. Crumble, a beautiful golden retriever, now lives with the high school principal and will rotate between schools. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory.
And the 1-1 pitch to Churio, swinging a ball, drilled deep left field. Back is Scott at the wall. Grand slam! Second career slam for the rookie Jackson Churio. And the Brewers have broken it open.
That call courtesy of ESPN Radio. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, up to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5 to 10. It is going to be a really nice day again today. Tonight, clear, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80. 83 on Thursday. Then we're going to start to get a little taste of fall by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala, everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk with Substack blogger Mike McCabe, and also we'll get to the bottom of Cheddar Goblins. Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
This woman knows what she's doing. Folks, I promise you, if you elect Kamala Harris as president, it'll be the best decision you will have ever made. Yeah! Kamala believes as I do. The unions are the spine of this economy. She'll be a historic pro-union president. So, folks, we got one more job to do together. Let me ask you, are you ready to fight?
Yeah!
Are you ready to win?
Yeah!
Are you ready to elect Kamala Harris our next president of the United States? Yeah!
Oh, it was so good to see them together. Did you see them in the hug?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm just giving in to this election cycle. Will make me cry every 2 to 3 minutes. Oh my God, it was fantastic. And then she went on to say this in Pennsylvania.
I have spent more time with this extraordinary human being when the cameras were not in the room, when the stakes were high, when the heat was intense. And Joe Biden has always stood with the workers of America and labor unions of America.
By the way, did you remember Trump recently said Biden's practically a vegetable at this point?
Yeah.
Did you see him riding his bike?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. The thing about the Joe Biden I know, and I know you know, because he has been a friend of labor for so long, for his whole life. Joe Biden can be quite impatient. And that's a good thing for that kind of leader. Quite impatient. And I say to all of the friends here, the press that's in the room, history will show what we here know.
Yeah.
Joe Biden has been one of the most transformative presidents in the United States that we have ever witnessed.
You're here. Amen.
And it comes from his heart.
Tear, single tear again. Just the obvious love and affection they have for each other.
It's obvious.
In fact, we saved these two just from the interview the other night. I loved both of these. Hang on.
I'm just curious, staying on President Biden, when he called you and said he was pulling out of the race, what was that like? And did he offer to endorse you right away?
We had just had pancakes and Auntie, can I have more bacon? Yes, I'll make you more bacon. And then we were sitting down to do a puzzle. And the phone rang and it was Joe Biden. And he told me what he had decided to do. And I asked him, are you sure? And he said, yes.
Yeah. By the way, Jody and I have a new dream. We just want to cook and eat with Kamala Harris.
Yes. I need to learn how to do that.
She looks like such a good chef.
Break an egg with one hand.
I know. She's badass, even in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. Oh, there's protein. I saw her make a little Cornish game hens. You would like that.
That's a lot of work for a very little bit of meat.
Well, she likes doing it. That's what I'm saying. Our dream is to cook with Andy. Okay.
Okay.
And that's how I learned about it.
And what about the endorsement? Did you ask for it?
He was very clear that he was going to support me.
So when he called to tell you, he said, I'm pulling out of the race and I'm going to support you.
My first thought was not about me, to be honest with you. My first thought was about him. To be honest, I think history is going to show a number of things about Joe Biden's presidency. I think history is going to show that in so many ways it was transformative.
Yeah. Is it me, or does the tone of every single one of Dan Bash's questions
they were annoying.
Irritate me again?
They were annoying.
Why did you want to talk to her at the DNC?
I waved. God, she was walking by, and I was like...
And she blew you off by making a little phone.
No, she was on the phone, but she gave me a smile and a wave.
All right.
Had I known, I would have had words with her.
Strong words.
No, but Cheryl and Eiffel, God bless the actual journalists out there. She said, let's add this to the list of stories you'd think would be preoccupying the media, including the security failures that led to the assassination attempt on Trump. Was Trump taken to a hospital? If not, why not? Who treated the former president's ear? Did you see he showed up on Fox News with a little Band-Aid on
it? Yeah.
Are you kidding me? These people are saying, oh, there's not a scratch on us now. He's pretending it's hurt again.
No, he was just with Mark Levin.
Mark Levin.
Nothing. There was nothing on his ear with Mark Levin.
But then it was yesterday.
Yeah.
He had a little... This is so ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, my God. Media, seriously? Where are you? Who treated the former president's ear? The release of evidence from the FBI supporting that a bullet pierced Trump's ears. Reports of Egypt giving $10 million to Trump in the 2020 campaign. I mean, just right on and on. Steve Schmidt said, how is it the American political media can't identify the Trump aide who attacked the Arlington National Cemetery employee more than 2 days after the desecration, which was a crime? Who was it? They just let it drop. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Into
yes,
the ether. Oh, and this. Everything is either a complete lie or a ridiculous conspiracy theory. Husseil, Republicans Against Trump tweeted about this. Wow, this is a new low even for Trump. It was a setup. It could have been the parents. Trump tries to blame Gold Star families for Arlington incident.
Right.
Or the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. Literally nothing is ever his fault. Right? So he's trying to distance himself and his campaign from the Arlington National Cemetery scandal and throwing blame at Gold Star families and the Biden administration. Oh, God. He said, I don't know what the rules and regulations are. I don't know who did it. It could have been them. It could have been the Gold Star parents. It could have been somebody. When told it was the campaign's own TikTok that posted the video, he said, I really don't know anything about it. All I do is stand there. I said, if you'd like to have a picture, we can have a picture. And then Trump flipped, declaring the Biden administration was to blame for the photo op. This was a setup by the people in the administration that, oh, Trump's coming to Arlington? That looks so bad for us. Trump campaign not only knew what the rules and regulations were, they agreed to them.
He never takes responsibility for anything.
Oh, he's such a whiny, poopy diaper baby about everything.
Would you like the timeshare?
Pardon me?
Would you like the timeshare?
No, I would not like to buy the timeshare, but thank you for asking. All right, I'm 14.
You only need to look at a 90-minute presentation.
Right.
I need a Harris.
You might get a free breakfast.
No!
Sometimes you get a free room.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
I don't like pastry.
Okay.
And one of the ways we're going to guarantee we don't go back is that we remember, right? It is important to remember what that was and what it is.
Yeah.
Remember, as president, Donald Trump blocked overtime benefits for millions of workers.
Yeah.
He opposed efforts to raise the minimum wage.
Yeah.
As the president said, he appointed union busters to the National Labor Relations Board. And don't forget, he supported so-called right-to-work laws. And if Donald Trump were to be reelected, he intends to give more tax cuts to billionaires and big corporations.
All right. I sprinkle happy clappy in, you know, just because.
Okay.
This is how we know, Cheryl and Eiffel also said, this is how we know Texas is in play. We know Texas is in play because they're starting to panic on Trump ally and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton ordering raids on the homes of some Latino Democrats and organizers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In other Zeke Heil news, we talked about, what, like 87-year-old?
87-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Texas blue, going blue. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Here's another anecdotal. Leah says, strolling through Chicago suburb of Oak Park today.
Oak Park.
We were just near Oak Park.
We were near Oak Park.
Okay. I didn't park there because there ain't no parking.
There might be some parking.
No.
No?
I saw many Harris Walt signs. There were also a lot of American flags flying. It's been a long time. My adopted and open-minded community is taking back the flag. Yeah, we are. We've been talking about that.
Yep.
Yeah, we are. Taking back the flag, taking back God.
Yep.
Taking back America all before breakfast.
I've heard that before.
I've heard it too.
Yeah. Well, I knew eventually it would come true. Okay. More J.D. Vance. Oh, God. Do we have this 20 and 21?
He's just awful.
Thank you. Dan said, J.D. Vance's obsessive hatred for childless women started out weird, but with each new leak, it gets creepier and creepier. So this is new video.
Yeah, it's a newly discovered video.
Yeah.
It's from years ago.
I would say that I have fully developed views on this, but to me, what it is sort of a value system to replace the fact that they're all fundamentally atheist or agnostic. They have no real value system. Their only value system is achieve in a very conventional way. And so the idea that somehow they're pursuing racial or gender equity is like the value system that gives their life meaning. Well, of course, they all find that that value system leads to misery, leads to unhappiness.
No. Wasn't he atheist at one point?
By the way, I'm alive this morning because I'm a childless dog lady whose dogs alerted me to a break-in last night.
Exactly.
So, excuse me?
I'm tired of being told by people like him
yes.
that I have no values.
Thank you. Yes. Adam said, it's amazing how disciplined J.D. Vance is about staying on his message of hating women. I mean, oh my God, it's like drips from everything. How about him telling Kamala, the sitting vice president, to go to hell about Arlington before she even made a statement about it? Ugh. Okay. One more.
Clearly, this value set has made me a miserable person who can't have kids because
person,
I already, you know, passed the biological period when it was possible. And I live in a 1,200 square foot apartment in New York and I pay $5,000 a month for it. But I'm really better than these other people. What I'm going to do is project my like racial and gender sensitivities on the rest of them. And like the reason that our society is broken is because these people don't think the exact way that I think. Even though the way that I think has made me a miserable person, I just need to make more people think like that.
He's never lived in a society with actual people. That's what it sounds
why
like.
Why is he speaking for that everyone is miserable? How do you, why
I'm not?
I saw my friend Randy Weingarten, who we just ran into at DNC. First of all, she does have children. She's a lesbian, and she and her wife have.
Right.
But it's just like, she's like, I'm very happy. I love teaching. I mean, it just. Okay.
What about all those nuns that don't have children? Are they not allowed to teach?
Why can't he just speak for himself?
Yeah.
Why does he have to speak for all of us?
How about all of us that got taught by nothing but nuns and childless ladies our whole life? It's like, God, he's just such a divisive.
And then there was Miss Richwine, the girl's PE teacher.
Oh, well, she seems like a handsome woman.
She was a handsome woman.
Okay.
There's a few at my school.
Ziggy tweets, the media is acting like we filmed a commercial at a gravesite, said J.D. Vance, right after they filmed a commercial at a gravesite. He's so bad at this. That's exactly what the controversy is that you filmed a commercial and posted it. I mean, it's not that you can't take a picture at Arlington. It's that you can't campaign. You can't use it.
You can't put it publicly out there.
And use it as a campaign.
Especially
prop.
That. Yeah.
Thank you, Randy Singer. Once again, like everything else he says, Trump's campaign promises are also lies. There is nothing he won't say if it sounds good enough to fool enough voters to keep him out of prison. But the mainstream media just dutifully report what he says. What he says he'll do. Free IVF is the new Mexico will pay for it. Thank you. It's the new, we're building a wall. My health care plan's coming in 2 weeks.
Right.
I just, yes, thank you. Anna said, accurate headline. Con artist will say literally anything to get what he wants. Media's still willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. And then Simon Rosenberg, one last one. Journalism is more than reading Republican talking points and asking Democrats to respond to them. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you and thank you. Oh, God. All right. Oh, look, it's a real teacher. Gwen Wall, 17.
Red. that J.D. Vance said he was really disturbed by teachers who don't have biological children. Well, really? Well, for a long time, Tim and I were teachers who struggled with infertility. And we were only able to start a family because of fertility treatments. Yep. So this is really personal for me. And I think it is for millions of Americans. We do not take kindly to folks like J.D. Vance telling us when or how to start our families. So let me use my teacher voice. English teachers, you know what these babies are for. Okay, here's my... Mr. Vance, how about you mind your own business?
Thank you. Amen. She's fantastic. I got to see her speak in person at that Women for Hall, Harris event in at the DNC. Uh-huh. She's fantastic. And I just, by the way, once again, who cares? He misspoke that it was a different fertility treatment than
right.
IVF.
It's
we all get
a fertility
it's the
treatment.
Same thing. It's like why this is, but this is the kind of journalism we're getting. It's just mm-hmm. this gotcha. Oh, you misspoke about your. Okay, Robert Reich said no. Trump will not fund IVF treatment. It's against his party's platform, which mm-hmm. supports fetal personhood. In June, all but two Republican senators voted to block the Right to IVF Act, including J.D. Vance. Trump is scared of losing, is making promises he has no intention of keeping. Yeah. Thank you. How about you report on that, media?
Right.
Didn't they? Oh my God! Someone on Fox almost came close to doing journalism. Didn't they? Fox and Friends. Some they asked. I can't remember who it was, but they were like. What? Where'd that come from? Free IVF. How's it going to do that?
Yeah.
Steve Ducey asked
that. Steve Ducey. It was. Yeah. It was Ducey.
Uh-huh. We salute the Ducier of the two Ducies at this moment in time.
Sometimes Peter is,
sometimes.
Is good.
Yeah. Sometimes. Okay. All right. 20. Oh, I'm late. 21 minutes
yeah,
after
are.
The hour.
That's why
wow.
I gave you a break sign.
Wow. This portion of the show.
That's why he kept doing this.
Yeah. Brought to you by, God, you're right again, and I'm wearing the wrong shirt.
See,
Dr. Marty, they get extra Cod Krispies because they were mommy's protector pups last night.
Oh. Unless the Cod Krispies were stolen.
Yeah.
But that's the most valuable thing
should,
in the
I
house.
Probably shouldn't give away the tip that how much they love Cod Krispies because next time they'll help them carry stuff out.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. My puppy Boggs. To protect your puppies and mama. They deserve the best.
Yep.
They are not like my children. They are my children.
Are.
And so I feed them. Same thing. I eat superfoods. I did a health reset, remember, mm-hmm. during COVID?
Yeah.
I started eating all, like, right, just fantastic protein.
Yeah.
Fruits, vegetables. That's what's in Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Good stuff.
Yeah. First four ingredients, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, and then a bunch of like spinach, kale, sweet potatoes, blueberries. It's raw, it's freeze-dried, shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to the doggies.
Yes.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free bag of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Why don't you dip yourself in flour and make a skank biscuit?
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, we all do business with companies we don't like so much. That huge online retailer, clothing brands that make their clothes who knows where, fossil fuel companies. A lot of the time we don't have a choice. But your phone company is different. You can choose Credo Mobile, the phone company that cares about our world as much as you do. That's why they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, and the ACLU. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching to Credo is easy. You can bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. And for back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them. And Credo will donate $50 to Donors Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them, like art supplies, technology, and diverse books. Learn more at credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? Your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Charlie Pierce coming up. Politics girl, Lee McGowan for the hour. I've got her new book, Fantastic, A Return to Common Sense. Get it. I mean, the book and Common Sense. Get it.
Yeah.
Get both. Get it. Okay. Oh, here's this, it's a weekend of a lot of despicable moments. This was him, was he blaming the Biden administration and Gold Star families?
Yes.
For their despicable Arlington cemetery.
Yes.
Should your campaign have put out those videos and photos?
Well, we have a lot of people. You know, we have people, TikTok people. You know, we're leading the internet. That was the other thing. We're so far above her on the internet.
But on that hallowed ground, should that they have put out?
Well, I don't know what the rules and regulations are. I don't know who did it. And it could have been them. It could have been the parents. It could have been somebody.
It was your campaign's TikTok, though, that put out the video.
I really don't know anything about it. All I do is I stood there and I said, if you'd like to have a picture, we can have a picture. If somebody did it, this was a setup.
How can one human being vote for this despicable waste of space? Oh, my. He makes everything about him.
Yep.
They're asking about disrespecting our sacred ground in America. And he's like, you know, we're bigger than she is on TikTok. You see how big my TikTok is? I'm like, oh, my God.
It's all about ratings with him.
God.
That's the only thing he cares about.
I need my Leslie in Long Beach. Hello, Leslie.
Hey, guys.
You know, Stephanie, I wanted to say that it's going to be really nice when Kamala Harris wins not to have to rescue an economy.
Yes, for once. Kidding.
Bill Clinton passed along a wonderful economy to George W. We were in free fall when he left.
Yep.
Obama passed along a booming economy to Trump, and we all know what everything looked like when he left.
Yep, we are nowhere. We're gonna be soaring, man. We're not going back. Charlie Pierce next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is in Wisconsin. He's in Green Bay today and plans to stop in Madison and Milwaukee. It's part of his back-to-school bus tour with stops in battleground states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Two people died of West Nile virus in Wisconsin this summer. Mosquito-borne illnesses are a widespread problem. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly Triple E virus.
Several serious cases in Massachusetts and New Hampshire and New England. I believe in New Jersey, Wisconsin, and we have seen cases in Florida.
More than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses are reported across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Harmony Apartments, the site of two homicides on Madison's east side, will soon have new management. Two people were killed there within a span of just a few months, 20-year-old Devon Grant, and then a few months later, 15-year-old Kaisha Miller. Residents there have been calling for management to add extra safety measures. According to a report from WISC, the current management company is terminating their contract on Friday. A new company owned by the building's owners will take over. Meanwhile, residents in Elkhorn are reeling from racist flyers left around their community. Propaganda from a white nationalist group was scattered throughout a neighborhood, according to Spectrum News Wisconsin. Residents were surprised and disturbed. They say this is not the community they know. One woman of color told the station she's always felt safe and welcome there. Police are now involved. They have surveillance video showing someone leaving the flyers from a sedan. They're now trying to figure out who that person was. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, up to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5 to 10. It is going to be a really nice day again today. Tonight, clear, 50. Tomorrow, sunshine, 80. 83 on Thursday. Then we're going to start to get a little taste of fall by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk with Substack blogger Mike McCabe, and also we'll get to the bottom of Cheddar Goblins. Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Look,
I've said this. I'm an old-time football coach. If you draw up a playbook, you plan on using it. Project 2025 is a plan to reshape what America looks like, moving away from the middle class and putting it right back on the oligarchs and the wealthy at the top. He said he's going to repeal the Affordable Care Act. That thing is pre-existing conditions. Those are things that make sure that our family gets health care. And for many of our families, and I know you don't get to participate in it, but your families do, my mom does, Social Security and Medicare are life-saving programs for them.
Coach, coach, coach. Yeah, but he wasn't the head coach. He was only an assistant coach. I'm sorry, that was my impression of the mainstream media. Oh. That's how I hear them in my voice all the time. Just
I think Donald Trump said that more than the mainstream media.
But fracking. Okay. I'm done now.
Oh,
I'm in a
you.
Mood.
Good.
I'm in a state.
You are.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
This is the city, Los Angeles, California. We were working the day watch out of burglary.
Oh, no.
Here's my Dragnet music.
Oh. I know. Yeah, I got to cue Chris before this so we can set that up.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yes.
Sir. Boy. By the by, speaking of journalism.
I'm glad you're okay. This
no
is,
kidding.
You know,
yeah,
this is bad news.
Yeah.
There it is.
Scary. I did ask the two cops. There was a male and a female cop, and I asked them both to spend the night. I said, "Are you sure you don't want to stay here with me?"
I know. I was wondering if you asked anybody.
Was the female cop cute?
Huh?
Was the female cop cute?
You asked
both of them to stay.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, the way you were lusting after female Secret Service people in Chicago.
Right.
You know.
Oh, you're right about that.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple of hotties.
Yeah, there were.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're gonna your memoir is gonna be entitled Under the Kevlar.
Quite honestly, I didn't see an ugly Secret Service agent at all.
That was a great Charlie Pierce line because I bet you like to get under her Kevlar. That's funny. Okay. Speaking of journalism, you said Kathleen Parker is back with another compendium of spoon-fed oppo from the GOP chop shop. This one advances the GOP narrative of Tim Walz, liar. He also supports language that leads to the gulag. She really wrote that. She also takes both Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance at their words on IVF. I mean, Charlie, I don't know if you've been listening this morning.
I have had it
with the mainstream media.
Things started out a little bit discursive, but you guys got things back on the rails sooner enough.
Yes, I digressed. But, I know we've always had this, you know, we call it Eric Bolerting, of course, you know, but of the media. But it just seems like, I think because this is, not only is he a convicted felon and rapist, but they're winning the worst campaign in history. And Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are, by all accounts, running an extraordinarily great campaign. And it's just the both sides do it is just really egregious this time.
Well, I was reading today. It might have been in yesterday's paper, but I was reading it today. The New York Times put two reporters on whether or not Kamala Harris really is from Oakland.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Because she, you know, she grew up in Berkeley, apparently.
Right.
Mostly. She's born
East
in Oakland.
East Bay. Oh, my God. That's all East Bay.
Uh-huh. We're right there.
Gosh.
Right. Right there.
But I'm telling you, these are the people who are sitting on the emails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Iranian hacked emails.
Right.
Can't use those, but we've got the resources to put two people on whether or not Kamala Harris is really born in Oakland.
Yeah.
People are out of their minds.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, your piece, West Virginia County has basically given up on government entirely. As the official historian of the Stephanie Miller Show, it is good to point out that, you know, a lot of this stuff didn't start yesterday. You talked about Reagan saying government's not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. And you said, thus is government reconfigured in our politics into an alien entity, an outside force, and not the mechanism through which self-government is achieved. Government becomes a they and no longer an us, a we. And... you know, it's like them saying, oh, FEMA doesn't work. Well, yeah, it didn't work under George W. Bush. It worked under Bill Clinton, under people that believe in government.
That was the strategy going back to Reagan. You put James Watt in charge of the Department of the Interior, and suddenly the Department of the Interior doesn't work. You put Neil Gorsuch's mom in charge of the EPA, and suddenly the EPA doesn't work.
Right.
Of course it doesn't work. You're putting people in charge of it who don't believe that it should exist at all.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you know, Charlie, it doesn't seem to me like they're really running to win. It's like they're running to cheat. Yeah. It seems to be the only thing they're putting energy into is how to stop people from voting.
Yeah, and that's kind of alarming, actually, because it bespeaks a certain confidence that makes me a little nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. I'm like, what do they know that we, you know, when Trump says you don't need to vote anymore after this time, I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. So, hey, by the way, I love this. A senior advisor on the Trump campaign announced that a top volunteer for Trump in Massachusetts will no longer have any involvement with the campaign after he predicted total defeat for Trump in New Hampshire. Like, anyone that speaks truth, they're gone, which I guess we should be happy
for.
Yeah,
that was the legendary Tom Mountain.
Yeah.
He was the right-wing. He was the right-wing pain in the ass in my town.
Wow.
For years. And then he rode the Trump train into, like, prominence in Massachusetts Republican politics.
Yeah.
Which is a fairly thin field when you come right down to it.
Yeah.
But he came out and said that New Hampshire wasn't a battleground anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks like this is the mountain.
The camp immediately.
This is the mountain they're going to die on, I guess.
Right. There you go. See
what I did there?
That's why I keep coming on.
That was clever, lady.
That was good.
Yes, he claimed in an email that the campaign to determine New Hampshire is no longer a battleground. Trump is sure to lose by an even higher margin than he lost in 2020. And they claim the resources would be suspended. I mean, I keep saying that, Charlie. I guess we should be glad.
By the way, that's the first thing Tom Mountain's been right about in about 30 years.
But I mean, it is true. I guess it's good that he just gave the fake polls, fake news, like that he doesn't believe anything that is not fit to his everything's great with Trump, you know, worldview, right?
Well, it's either good or it's really bad because he's thinking that, you know, none of that stuff matters because I've got state legislatures and the House of Representatives in my pocket.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to take either a massive landslide or some really good lawyering, you know, would probably kill Mark Elias by the end of the cycle.
I know. I was thinking, I hope we've cloned him. Mark Elias is the work with him.
The man's got backup. I'd like to have his frequent flyer miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get a free trip to Neptune on what he must have.
Right.
By the way, my favorite exploding political comedy cigar of this election cycle is Bobby Kennedy Jr. suing to get on ballots and now suing to get off ballots because it's hurting his buddy Trump. I mean,
this was not a particularly well thought out campaign.
No. No.
Yes,
it certainly was not a Kennedy-esque campaign.
He is suing to get off the North Carolina ballot after taking legal action to get on them in July, reversing course over fears that will hurt his new ally, Donald Trump. The board ruled it simply too late.
Yeah,
Sorry.
Well, yeah, and it's not like North Carolina isn't completely, you know, banjaxed enough right now. Politically,
right.
But now you've got to spend taxpayer money defending yourself against a lawsuit from Bobby Kennedy,
yeah,
and his Falcons.
Oh my God! By the way, I love that. J.D. Vance like counts at Kamala or what do you call it? Bobby Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard as Democrats. It's like, oh yeah, Trump will appoint a Democrat or to his cabinet. We have Bobby Kennedy and Tulsi. I'm like, oh please,
oh God,
oh please,
please indeed.
Whatevs.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of journalism again.
Has J.D. Vance done anything right?
No.
He's so awkward. Remember when we thought Mitt Romney was the most awkward man in the
uh-huh.
world?
But Mitt's got the money and the kind of noblesse oblige to back it up. This guy's got nothing.
Yeah.
How the hell did this guy ever get elected to the Senate?
Yeah. Can you answer the age-old question? What kind of donuts make sense, Charlie, and which ones do not make sense?
I think he's probably still in that donut shop. I think he's going to be there on election day. People are going to be wondering where he is. Where's Where's JD? Oh, he's still ordering that.
Can you imagine the donut worker when he goes
trying to decide between chocolate frosted and glazed?
Can you imagine what was in her head? She's like, just give me whichever ones make sense. What? Are you human? What are you even talking about?
Well, the chocolate frosted make a lot of sense on the economy, but the glazed make a lot of sense on the situation in the Middle East.
The cream filled or an enigma wrapped in riddles.
Yeah.
Well, the problem, he's got a lot of problem with the cream filled because there are a lot of women out there without kids, and therefore we have cream filled donuts.
Cream filled like a latex glove.
What?
Oh my God, that is so dirty.
What?
Okay. All yeah, right. I don't
know. How blue can I get?
Right.
I know. We work Democratic blue and dirty blue.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think this might be something mainstream media would check into. It is an old post, but when he suggested in December 2022, when promoting the big lie, that used it as justification, quote, for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution, David Corn said, yet again, Donald Trump calls for suspending the U.S. Constitution so he can be restored to power. Will this be front page news? The post may be old, Corn said, but the media should talk about it. He should be asked about it at the debate. Charlie, do you have any confidence that he's going to be asked any hard questions at this debate or fact check at all?
I think the prosecutor at the next podium may ask him a few.
Yeah.
I have no real faith in any moderators, but I think that may well be left to the representative of the people at the other podium.
Yeah, I mean he's starting some Weasley again, right? He was bashing ABC again this weekend.
I'm not concerned about that at all. I think Hoover's is going to win out. I still do.
Yeah, yeah, his arrogance.
I mean, is he really going to admit that publicly that he can't handle himself in front of a black woman? No. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. And I love, by the way the Harris campaign is, like, trolling him. They, in an early morning jab over his demand for microphones to be muted, they said, Donald Trump is surrendering to his advisors who won't allow him to debate with a live microphone. If his own team doesn't have confidence in him, the American people definitely can't. We are running for president of the United States. Let's debate in a transparent way with microphones on the whole time. Yeah, I'm trying to imagine how many times he's called her a dumb N-word in private. Given everything he said publicly.
A dumb N-word, B-word.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. But
it's only a matter of time before he slips.
Yeah. Oh, God, I know. I mean, maybe that's what...
I think that's the final landmine he steps on.
Yeah. Yeah. I
mean, now that he's established that, kids, go to elementary school and, the lunch lady turns them...
Yeah.
Turns the boys into girls.
Yeah. Do I want the macaroni and cheese or the trans surgery? I mean, it's so ridiculous. He literally said, they're going to school and then coming back a different gender.
Mom, I'm a girl now, and all I wanted was an aspirin from the nurse.
Yeah. Okay, one last one. The vice president did finally put out a statement on the Arlington, but, J.D. Vance already told her to go to hell when she didn't even say anything about the Arlington disgrace. She said, as vice president, I've had the privilege of visiting Arlington several times. It's a solemn place, a place where we come together to honor American heroes who've made the ultimate sacrifice in service of this nation. It is not a place for politics. And yet, as was reported this week, Donald Trump's team chose to film a video there, resulting in an altercation with cemetery staff. Let me be clear. The former president disrespected sacred ground for the sake of a political stunt. Charlie, I know I'm screaming into the void. Why do these stories just seem to go away? Like, we don't even know who the Trump campaign worker was that assaulted.
The New York Times is sending two investigative reporters to Oakland to see if Kamala Harris was really born.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you.
That's why. I mean, you've got the Egypt, was he bribed by the Egyptian government? We don't know. We can't look into that. We've got to find out if, Tim Walz ever sat in on the head coaches, on the coaches meetings, or did he miss a few? And did he say of war or in war and the rest of this nonsense?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, these are three stories that are out there right now. The emails, the Egyptian bribe, quote unquote, and whoever this poor woman is, who is, I really sort of wish she'd come out and say what happened.
Yeah.
But I understand perfectly why she won't.
No, exactly. But Charlie, the other thing is, it's not just the disrespect. Someone put hands on her. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a crime, and we don't know who it was.
No, yeah. I mean, we don't know if it was just somebody, you know, sliding by, or whether somebody belted her in the jaw.
Right. Yeah, right. Because journalists don't ask the questions. You're exactly right. Because we don't know.
And of course, the presence of Corey Lewandowski, you know,
yeah,
sent everything into hyperdrive. Yeah.
What happened with the Trump campaign saying that they were going to release footage of this?
They're not releasing the video.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be at the same time as his health care plan.
Exactly.
And also the free IVF plan.
We're going to do infrastructure week, and then we're going to do the health
plan. Right.
And then we're going to release the video.
Yeah.
Right.
The fact that they're not releasing the video tells
me
that there's
everything.
Because they're full of it, on every other subject. Ugh, I can't. I love you, Charlie Pierce.
If they have video of the actual altercation, it's long gone.
Yeah. All right. Love you, Charlie Pierce. We'll see
you
next week.
Amazing.
You're going to be on Monday next week with me.
Yeah, Monday.
And Monday. Jody's being all grabby with you. Fine.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on here. Anyway, Monday.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's dogs. Aw, see? It makes them happy, healthy, and alert.
Yeah.
They alerted Mommy to a break-in last night.
Yes, they did.
Because you're good dogs. I'm never going to say no about barking again. I'll be like, yay, more barking.
What will your neighbors think of that?
Listen, scared those hoodlums off. That's an underused word, isn't it? Thugs,
they were
hoodlums.
More than hoodlums.
Yeah. Okay, my point is, these are my children. OMG. They deserve the very best, so I feed them the best dog food in the world, period. It's other dog food I don't understand, Chris. I don't understand it. It's cooked on high heat. It's burnt brown kibble. All the nutrients are gone. The flavor.
What's the point?
Like, blech. You know what I'm saying? Just blech. It's tricky because even healthy, quote-unquote organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. And you also get those dangerous byproducts when you do that. Nature's Blend made of the best stuff in the world, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, then freeze-dried raw. So you don't need to worry about those byproducts. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of premium dog treats if you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Well, picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. Deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive Live Guard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I mean, OG sexy liberals. We give it up for them.
We do.
They were. I thought we thought of the whole thing.
Nope.
Giving money to progressive causes.
Credo did.
Yeah, a long time ago. Jody's been using them for 20 years.
Yep.
Who knew? America's only progressive phone company. They care about our world as much as you do. They have donated $11 billion. I'm just going to go with that now.
Sure.
To, right, Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, on and on. You get all you want from a phone company that's the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. You can bring your current phone, bring your current number, and go to credomobile.com, and bam, right? For back to school, they'll give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them and donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Art supplies, technology, diverse books. Hey, we still have that.
Yeah.
CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516. All right. Oops, hold please. I was looking for
happened?
My... Hang on. This is... Oh, no. Hold please.
Oh, God. What'd you do now?
This is the kind of love I have from... all of our new friends, like JoJo from Jurors and Politics Girl, who will join us in a couple minutes. When I texted her about my break-in last night, she said, Jesus, that's funny, but now I feel sick to my stomach. If anyone hurt you, I would find a dragon egg, I would care for it until it hatched, and then I would raise it to burn those two men and everything they've ever loved to a crisp.
That's funny.
Thank you.
That's really funny. Okay.
Or she offered to get her own crowbar and come take care of it, you know, Jersey style. All right, we have all of our new beloveds. Politics Girl, she was hanging out with Joe and I at the DNC. A Return to Common Sense, How to Fix America Before We Really Blow It. Fantastic.
I only hung out with her husband.
He's pretty? A little Paul Bunyan. Tim Walz. He's fantastic.
I felt things.
Oh, my, Christopher. Oh my he's God. A married man.
I know he's a married man.
Distract him while I go after her, because
yes!
She's beautiful.
Yes, oh, my God, yes.
Both of you. I'm going to have to separate you from them.
Sorry. All right. Sorry. We were hatching.
Should I tell her this?
Yes.
Ooh, we were
she
hatching
might be it. Listening. You don't know. She could still be listening. Right. Whoopsie.
She's in the waiting room. She's in the green room.
Uh-oh. Politics Girl next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk with Substack blogger Mike McCabe, and also we'll get to the bottom of Cheddar Goblins. Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.